It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Congressional leaders from both political parties came very close yesterday to accusing Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez of perjury. At a Senate Judiciary Committee oversight hearing, they asked crushing questions about the Attorney General's previous testimony on the administration's warrantless surveillance program. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The hearing was another Gonzalez fiasco, with Republicans and Democrats alike pummeling the embattled attorney general. "Your credibility and your judgment," said ranking Republican Arlen Specter, "have been decimated. Your testimony," said Chairman Patrick Leahy, "is like Alice in Wonderland."
"You've come here seeking our trust. Frankly, Mr. Attorney General, you've lost mine,"
said Senator Dianne Feinstein. "I have never heard comments quite like this coming from both sides of the aisle." While the senators tore Gonzalez limb from limb on all manner of subjects, the most perilous for him personally was his previous testimony on the so-called terrorist surveillance program. In February of 2006, Gonzalez assured the Judiciary Committee that there'd been no disagreement within the Justice Department about the legality of the secret program providing surveillance without warrants. But earlier this year, former Deputy Attorney General James Comey testified that the entire upper echelon of the department had, at one point, been prepared to quit over the program, and that in 2004, then-White House counsel Gonzalez made an end run around Comey by going to the bedside of a critically ill Attorney General John Ashcroft. Ashcroft, who'd turned over temporary control of the department to Comey, refused to overrule his deputy. Yesterday, Gonzalez insisted his previous testimony had been accurate and that the Justice Department objections had been to something else.
"The disagreement that occurred and the reason for the visit to the hospital center was about other intelligence activities. It was not about the terrorist surveillance program that the president announced to the American people."
If that is the case, asked Senator Chuck Schumer, why did Gonzalez just last month refer to Comey's testimony as being about the warrantless surveillance program?
"In the press conference, I did misspeak, but I also went back and clarified it with the reporter."
"What did you say to the reporter?"
"I did not speak directly to the reporter."
"What did your spokesperson say to the reporter?"
"I don't know, but I was told the spokesperson...
Gonzalez also said at the hearing that his visit to Ashcroft's bedside had come on a day when he and others had briefed congressional leaders, the so-called Gang of Eight, about the program, and that those leaders agreed the program should be reauthorized. But some congressional leaders flatly contradicted that account, among them Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Jay Rockefeller, one of the Gang of Eight.
"There was no such conversation. None."
"No such conversation
or briefing?"
"Briefing, statements, nothing. It was not said. He once again is making up something to protect himself and to protect and to create a situation which never happened."
So was Gonzalez deliberately lying yesterday?
"Based upon what I know about it, I'd have to say yes."
Back at the hearing, the senators weren't buying Gonzalez's testimony either. Here, for example, is Senator Specter questioning Gonzalez about his bedside visit to Attorney General Ashcroft in the intensive care unit.
"How can you get approval from Ashcroft for anything when he's under sedation and incapacitated?"
"There are no rules governing whether or not General Ashcroft can decide. I'm feeling well enough to make this decision."
"But Attorney General Gonzalez, he had already given up his authority as Attorney General."
"And he could always reclaim that. There are no rules
about... While he's in the hospital under sedation?"
Again.
Democrat Chuck Schumer had other questions.
"Did the president ask you to go?"
"We were there on behalf of the President of the United States."
"I didn't ask you that. Did the President ask you to go?"
"Senator, we're there on behalf of the President of the United States."
"Why can't you answer that question?"
"That's the answer that I can give you, Senator."
With other senators calling for a further inquiry on Gonzalez's truthfulness, Chairman Leahy had this to say.
"There's a discrepancy here in sworn testimony that we're going to have to ask who's telling the truth, who's not."
And Republican Specter, glaring at the Attorney General, had an ominous message.
"So it'd be my suggestion to you that you... review your testimony very carefully. The chairman has already said that the committee is going to review your testimony very carefully to see if your credibility has been breached to the point of being actionable."
Actionable is a fancy legal word for bringing a perjury prosecution. But with President Bush already maintaining he won't enforce congressional contempt citations involving his own White House aides, the question is, would he allow his administration to prosecute his own attorney general for lying to Congress? Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear more back and forth and highlights of yesterday's testimony at npr.org.